Good morning. Today we continue our series of meditations from John's Gospel. Today we look at John chapter 8 verses 2 through to 11. It is a story of the woman caught in adultery. This is how it reads. Now early in the morning he came into the temple and all the people came to him and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses, in the law, commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say?" This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first." And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, "Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." This story of the woman caught in adultery is a powerful illustration of Jesus' grace, truth, and forgiveness. It is filled with tension as the scribes and the Pharisees attempted to use this woman's shame as a strategy to trap Jesus. The crowd watched, waiting to see if Jesus would uphold or ignore the law of Moses. In this story, adultery takes center stage. Adultery then and now is a serious sin, which is often born of weakness. But the scribes and the Pharisees' greater sin is their malice and hatred toward Jesus. They did not seize the woman to uphold justice, but as a ploy to trap Jesus, using her as a pawn in their conspiracy. Their goal wasn't to address her sin, but to discredit Jesus, whose popularity threatened them. The law of Moses, cited in Leviticus 20 verse 10 and Deuteronomy 22 verse 22, prescribes death for both the man and woman caught in adultery. Yet the scribes and the Pharisees brought only the woman, ignoring the man involved. This selective justice suggests a setup. Ancient Jewish legal procedures required meticulous evidence, including witnesses who saw the couple actually committing adultery. Why did they let the man involved in the act of adultery escape? At best, the scribes and Pharisees showed bias. At worst, they orchestrated the situation to exploit the woman. Their hypocrisy was evident. They interrupted Jesus' teaching in the temple, parading the woman publicly to shame her, showing no regard for her humanity. They said to Jesus, "The law of Moses says to stone her. What do you say?" If Jesus had approved the stoning, he would have risked Roman punishment, as Jews could not order an execution while they were under Roman rule. If Jesus had forbidden the stoning of the woman, he would have contradicted the law of Moses, which he came to fulfill. The scribes and the Pharisees thought they had Jesus cornered. Jesus' response was unexpected. He stooped and with his finger wrote on the ground. Some speculate he wrote asking, "Where is the man?" The Bible, however, does not tell us what it was that Jesus wrote. What are we to learn from Jesus' stooping and writing on the ground? I want to commend to you what the church father, St. Bede, has said. He wrote, "Christ, who twice bends down to write on the ground, teaches us to bend low in humility to examine ourselves both before and after addressing the faults of our neighbor." What we do know is that Jesus stood after initially writing on the ground and said, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her." Then Jesus stooped again and continued writing on the ground. Convicted by their consciences, the accusers left one by one, starting with the oldest till only Jesus and the woman remained. Jesus was the only person in that crowd who had the right to take up the stone to execute judgment against this woman, because he was himself without sin. Indeed, he was and is the sinless Son of God. Yet Jesus did not cast a stone because he was and is a merciful Savior. Jesus' words, however, pierced the consciences of the self-righteous Pharisees and scribes, thereby forcing them to confront their own sinfulness. The Bible warns against self-deception and judgmental attitudes. The Bible says in 1 John 1, verse 8, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves." Jesus' action towards a woman invited the scribes and the Pharisees to judge themselves. By walking away, the scribes and the Pharisees and the crowd admitted to their own sinfulness, guilt, and hypocrisy. When only the woman remained, Jesus asked her, "Woman, where are your accusers? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, Lord." Jesus then said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." The Pharisees treated the woman as an object, using and abusing her to advance their cruel agenda. Jesus, in contrast, affirmed her in her humanity without affirming her sin. Jesus demonstrated compassion without compromise. Jesus could have judged her, but instead he chose to extend to her his mercy. John 3, verse 17 declares, "God did not send his Son to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Jesus came to heal spiritual wounds, not to make spiritual wounds even greater. Jesus did not condone the woman's sexual sin. He forgave her of her past. He challenged her to live in purity and obedience to God. His words, "Go and sin no more," challenged her to pursue a life of holiness. In other words, the woman was not merely to avoid adultery, but to avoid all sins. Every Christian is called of God to strive, by God's grace, to pursue a life of holiness. Jesus' forgiveness of her sins rested on his future work on the cross, where he bore the shame of sinners like that woman. Romans 8 verse 1 proclaims, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." We read in 2 Corinthians 5:21, "For he," God the Father, "made him," God the Son, "who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Jesus' perfect life and death are credited to sinners who surrendered their lives to him. This woman's guilty and deserving death received Jesus' forgiveness of her sins. So too can every non-Christian listening to this broadcast. Every human being is guilty of breaking God's laws, and as such deserves God's severest judgment. Yet salvation from sin's penalty is a free gift of God's grace. John 3 verse 18 says, "He who believes in him," Jesus, "is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already." Jesus offers forgiveness now, but when he returns, there will be no offer of forgiveness. Instead, Jesus will judge righteously, and every sinner will get what that sinner deserves for breaking God's laws. The woman caught in adultery accepted Jesus' gift of salvation. Will you? Now is the day of salvation. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. If you come to Jesus today, he'll say, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." Your accuser will be silenced by his nail-pierced hands. Please note that not everyone in this story left with their sins forgiven. The scribes and the Pharisees clung to their sense of self-righteousness, and they departed the scene condemned for rejecting the Savior. If you feel disgraced by sin, wearied by guilt, or fearful of God's judgment, look to Jesus. He died for you and says to all who would surrender their lives to Him, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." Until we meet again next week, may Christ continue to bless you greatly.